of care for your animals. From annual shots to complicated bone and soft tissue surgeries, Dr. Jeff can take care of any animal. So call him today at 906-635-5910. From dogs and cats to cows and horses, Dr. Jeff loves them all. So give him a call at 906-635-5910.
Attack. Time has come, we're gonna take it back. Just go wait and see. Don't tread on me. I won't sit back, stand idly by. Watch the heart of my nation die. Oh, not me. Don't tread on me. Don't tread on my Bible. Don't tread on my guts. Don't you tread on my faith in God's only Son. Don't tread on me. Don't tread on me. Tread on me. The time has come, gonna take a stand. Spread these words all across the land, from sea to sea. Don't tread on me. So tell your neighbors, tell all your friends. Gonna see that eagle flying high again. You better believe. Don't tread on me. Son, don't tread on me, don't tread on me. Better leave me alone, cause I wanna be free, and I'll damn sure fight for my liberty. I'm telling you, brother, don't tread on me. Yeah, I'm telling you, brother, don't tread on me.
Hey, everybody. Welcome back into the show. Second hour here on this Hump Day Wednesday, November 26, 2025 edition. Your Defending Fathers, Trucker Randy Bishop, Patriot Voice Radio Network. Greatly appreciate you guys being part of the show. Text line is open, 231-360-5140. If you'd like to get a comment into the show, please do so. Be on topic. Greatly appreciate that. This segment brought to you by Northern Michigan RV over in Gaylord. Next week, starting on Monday, December 1st, you need to seriously consider going over to Northern Michigan RV, sitting down with Tony and his team, tell them the vehicle that you currently own, let them match up your vehicle to a small travel trailer. Folks, they're saying that this winter is going to be brutal. Cabin fever is going to set in probably the end of January, the beginning of February. You could get that little travel trailer hooked up to your vehicle and take off to warmer weather down south. And I got to tell you, a week, 2 weeks, 3 weeks, whatever you can afford to do is absolutely amazing for you to get some sun, for you to be in warm weather, swimming in the pool, absolutely getting some sunlight is a phenomenal thing in the middle of winter. If you can afford to do it, I highly recommend it. But the best way to get started is to go to their website, Northern Michigan RV, take a look at all of the used trailers that they have, all the new trailers that they have. They'll match your vehicle that you already own to their inventory. You tell them your make and model, what size engine you have, and you will absolutely get the best deal possible. Now, all military people, Friday and Saturday, they have a two-day sale, Black Friday sale, going on for veterans. All military people will receive $1,000 off of any trailer or camper before Sunday. You can go online. You can go down to Northern Michigan RV on Friday, Saturday. They'll be open 9 to 5. And you can take a look at, negotiate the best deal possible, and then mention that you are a veteran. You'll get $1,000 off the package price. Great financing is available. Unbelievable, just cute little trailers for you guys to consider. And here's the biggest reason. Your own bed. Your bed, your sheets, your towels, everything that you have in the trailer is yours. You wash it up before you leave. You pack it up with your stuff, and you're on the road. Give you a perfect example. They have a used 2019 Jayco Hummingbird. It's a 10RK model. $10,995. Monthly payments, $120 a month. Kitchen, bathroom, and your own bedroom. NorthernMichiganRV.com. Check them out. Short break. We'll be right back.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, CEO of MyPillow. I support this show, and I would like to offer you our biggest discounts for listening. So please go to our website, MyPillow.com, and put in the promo code at the end of this message to get the biggest discounts. Again, thanks for listening, and God bless.
Thanks, Mike. Folks, go to MyPillow.com and enter the promo code TRUCKERRANDY or call 800-654-9659. Hey everybody, it's Trucker Randy, the Yo-Yo Diet King. I have literally lost hundreds of pounds in my life. SlimFast in the 90s, Nutrisystem in 2000, South Beach, Superfoods, they all worked in the short term, only to gain it all back, plus some. Now that I'm 65, I really wanted to find a program that would increase my metabolism to burn my belly fat, bring my hormones back to my younger days, without any exercising. Then I met Missy of MyPure Health Solutions. She explained how her program does exactly what I was looking for. Go to TruckerRandyHealth.com. Follow my journey with Missy and see that I dropped 22 pounds of body fat in the first 14 days without exercising and eating real foods. Again, go to TruckerRandyHealth.com and schedule a free consultation or call Missy at 269-964-4044. Let Missy change your metabolism just like she's changed mine. Do it today.
Hi, this is Ian Murphy from the Iron Pig Smokehouse in downtown Gaylord. Join me every Tuesday at 10 a.m. with Trucker Randy for an update on all things happening at the Iron Pig. We're open 7 days a week and serving breakfast Saturdays and Sundays. You can order online anytime for takeout, curbside, and delivery at ironpigsmoke.com. And be sure to keep up with our legal battle against the health department by subscribing to our podcast at fuelcasttv.com.
Curtis Gunsmith in Petoskey wants to ask you a question. Have you exercised your Second Amendment rights lately? Well, if you haven't, get on over to Curtis Gunsmith in Petoskey and talk to the old gun doctor about purchasing your next firearm, whether that be a concealed carry firearm or maybe an AR-15, perhaps an AK-47, or even just an old lever action. The gun doctor also works on every kind of firearm except maybe an Abrams tank. So you know your baby's in good hands. Curtis Gunsmith. Call 231-838-5571.
Hey, everybody, welcome back into the show. Second segment of hour number two. Continuing on with this story, about the seditious six, the Democrats who put out that stupid video. One of them was Senator Mark Kelly, U.S. Senator from Arizona. Can you talk about Senator Mark Kelly? This is the reporter from MERS asking U.S. Senator Elisa Slotkin. Hearing rumors that there's threats to recall him as a military officer. Well, Slotkin said as her answer, it's just a different way to weaponize the federal government. He's a former military officer, so they have different inroads into him. Certainly, the CIA has been talking about me. I think it's just a different avenue for the same thing, which is the weaponization of the federal government against people you disagree with. See, this is their narrative. Weaponization of the federal government simply because you disagree with somebody. Well, she goes on to say, also, the president was looking to distract from a lot of bad news last week. The president had the Epstein files sent to his desk, which he now has to release after years of fighting against that. Stop. Slotkin, you being former CIA, you absolutely, truly don't understand what Donald Trump did regarding the Epstein files. He played you guys like a fiddle. Very simple question. If you Democrats were so concerned about what was in the Epstein files, why did not Joe Biden and his weaponized FBI, CIA, Justice Department, why didn't they release them? You had them for 4 years. Never heard a peep out of you guys about the Epstein files while Biden was in the Oval Office. Second question about the Epstein files. If there was anything in there harmful or damaging to President Trump, why didn't you guys use them before the November 5th, 2024 election? Why did Biden or Harris not release the Epstein files if Trump truly is in there and there's bad information in there about Donald Trump? Why didn't you use it? I got a question for you, Slotkin. Have you ever read Donald Trump's book, The Art of the Deal? Donald Trump was acting like he didn't want the Epstein files sent out, released to the public. Why? Because Donald Trump knew full well that more he was against releasing the files, the more you Democrats would push for it. Why do you think it was bipartisan on the vote to release the Epstein files? You Democrats wanted it, and the Republicans went along with it. And now it looks like Donald Trump now finally has to release the files that he's been fighting against for years. No. He acted like he was fighting against it, so you Democrats would push for it that much more. Then another false narrative from her. Bad news last week from Donald Trump? Well, then the jobs report came out and we continue to have higher unemployment. Not true. Bald-faced lie. The jobs report came out and it showed that we actually doubled the number of new jobs that was forecasted. The only bad reports that came out of it was for foreigners. U.S. citizens' employment went up. Illegal immigration migrants workers' numbers went way down. Many of them are leaving the country. Slotkin then goes on with their false narrative. There are a lot of reasons why the president wants to be talking about this rather than something else. But to me, whether it's through the FBI, counterterrorism unit, which is simply amazing to me, or the military, it's just different ways that the president is weaponizing the federal government. Notice this reoccurring narrative, this theme of hers. Final statement, thank God, from Slotkin. No matter what political leaning you're from, you shouldn't use the arms of the government to go after someone you just disagree with. Quote, end quote, said Slotkin. Well, I got a very simple question for you, Slotkin. Where was your outrage when Biden did it for 4 years against Republicans? Especially Donald Trump. So now that Donald Trump is back in power, Republicans are in control of the House, the Senate, looking to increase their numbers next year's election. Now all of a sudden, you're going to talk about it. Weaponization of the federal government against people you disagree with. In this six questions, every single answer to all six questions had some variation of that exact statement. Weaponization of the federal government. This last question regarding Mark Kelly, she used it 3 times. Too bad, so sad, unbelievable. Now, one of the stories that I was looking at, trying to get the information out there on Monday, but until we got back on the air, couldn't really get into it. Slotkin again. This is from Monday, having to do with Michigan politics. Days after being accused by President Donald Trump of engaging in seditious conduct for reminding military in a video that they can refuse illegal, unconstitutional orders, Slotkin's campaign sent out a pair of fundraising emails. Oh, here we go. Now she's going to try to raise money on it. Starting on Friday, Slotkin's campaign told potential contributors that she's received a tidal wave of death threats, and she now is under 24-hour security protection. The campaign email read, "To Elisa, this story isn't about her. It's about all of us. It's about America. President Trump wants to use fear as a weapon to silence those who disagree with him. But we know that's contrary to what's made America an exceptional nation. And nothing will stop Elisa from standing up and speaking out to protect the country we all love." In another one that was sent out Friday night, Slotkin drew attention to an interview that she did with ABC News. Let's be clear. This story is about President Trump's use of fear to silence those who he disagrees with. It's no secret that he is weaponizing the Justice Department, something we've seen him do with many people already, the fundraising email read. Well, in a related development, on Monday, Slotkin joined members of the U.S. Senate Armed Services Committee in asking for the declassification and public release of the Department of Justice written opinion on Trump's administration's lethal airstrikes in the Caribbean Sea and the Eastern Pacific Ocean. Kind of interesting now that they all of a sudden want to see this information. Fotkin went on to write that the Trump administration has carried out 21 unauthorized military strikes that have killed 83 people. Unauthorized military strikes. Sotkin, have you not been awake where Donald Trump has declared the cartels domestic terrorist organizations, drug runners from Mexico, Venezuela, and other areas running drugs into the United States? Donald Trump and the Department of War have released the videos to all the news agencies where they've been blowing up these boats suspected of running drugs from Venezuela into the United States. This is not a declaration of war. These are tactical strikes to protect our country and our citizens. She goes on to say in this letter, few decisions are more consequential for a democracy than the use of lethal force. First of all, again, Sotkin, we don't have a democracy. We don't have a democracy. So, therefore, your entire statement is false. She then goes on to say, we therefore believe that the declassification and public release of these important documents would enhance the transparency that we are using of deadly force by our nation's military. Responding to Slotkin's original video, Republican U.S. Senate candidate Mike Rogers, who Slotkin narrowly defeated last year for the position, said on Breitbart's Saturday radio show, as a military guy myself, you can understand how this just encourages insubordination. Now, does every sergeant get to question their commanding officer? Does every private get to question the platoon sergeant? That is the material breakdown that the United States military uses and makes us really the finest fighting force in the world. He expanded his argument during Justin Barclay's radio show on Wood AM Radio in Grand Rapids, saying this is encouraging insubordination at the very least. It's dangerous and it's reckless. But now Slotkin is trying to raise money from Donald Trump, stating that what they did was seditious. Could be punished by charges of treason. And you know what that means. Treason in the United States, the penalty is death by hanging. And now all of a sudden, she's getting death threats. Right. Yeah, I believe all of that, Elisa. Unbelievable. Just simply unbelievable. Well, in light of all of this, Secretary of State Jocelyn Benjamin